congrats. You're going to LCCC, Laramie County Community College. What made you choose LCCC to play volleyball?
Okay, so I started my recruiting process about this time last year. I decided that I really wanted to go, like, all in and see, like, where I could play at. And so I play club, actually, a Northeastern volleyball club up in Sterling, in Colorado. And so I drive up there twice a week, my club coach, and she really pushed me, like, to play somewhere. And so I started, I'm reaching out to schools. I went on a couple visits in Kansas and here, like, in Nebraska, too. And then I decided, let's just go, like, to LCCC, like, in Wyoming, like, see what it's about. And so I headed up there. I think my visit was in May. And I went there, and I fell in love with the program and just, like, in the culture, like, of the team. It was very similar, like, to how it is, like, at Chase County. And so that really just, it drew me in. I loved, like, the culture, like, of the team and just, like, everything about it. And so, yeah, I just had a really good time on my visit. And then I went back in July for a camp, and I got to see all of the girls and stuff and just, like, how, like, they played together and just, like, how their program, like, was run. And then after that camp, he sent me an offer, and then I was like, yep. So I don't know, it all just kind of worked out, like, really well. And I like how it's still pretty, I'm close to home, but, like, it's far enough away.
Yeah, they kind of rolled out the red carpet. They really welcomed you to, we want you to come here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What other schools did you, I mean, this would sound like the one, but was some other schools, you said Kansas, Nebraska, that kind of maybe, possibly, but that you kind of, at least you looked it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I went to one in Kansas. It's called Friends University. It's in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on a visit there first, and that was, like, my first visit I had ever went on, and so I didn't really know what to expect. And they offered me as well, but I didn't feel, like, as home there. I kind of just felt like it wasn't, like, the exact right fit for me. It was a longer drive, obviously, and I wanted to be, I'm closer to home, and just in the program, just everything about it, it was just kind of a good one, like, to go on, but obviously, it just wasn't really, like, the fit for me. And then I had just reached out to any school like that I really could, and so I talked about, well, because my parents and they both went to Chatterin, and so I had emailed them, like, way earlier, and then they got back to me, but, like, by the time I had talked to them, I was already pretty upset on LCCC. But then also, like, after in April-ish, I had a lot more coaches, like, reaching out to me, but then I had already, again, kind of just decided that LCCC was going to be, like, my top fit. And I liked how it was a community college, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to commit to play for 4 more years, but then if I wanted to after LCCC, I still could. And so I liked that option of being able to, yeah, just that.
I take it academically, they have some things that that will fit what you want to study?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I'm really wanted to go into psychology. It's always just really interested me, and they had a good program there. And even, like, when I went on my visit, I visited with this lady, and she had just, like, really just like, helped me kind of figure out, like, what my classes would look like there, and how everything, like, at Chase County, like, would transfer over there. And she was just, like, really helpful, and they have a really good, like, academic advisor, like, for their athletes there. And just everything about it just seemed, like, really helpful, and I just felt, like, really confident, like, going in there and asking them anything, and just, like, and for help, too. And so, yeah, I like that part about it, too.
How about your senior season? I know, I think 18 wins, that's not bad. You guys really, I thought, came on late in the season. I tell you, you playing right side. I was telling Kenzie that watching you guys play Southwest and St. Pat's and that triangular, holy smokes, my gosh, your right side, you were just, it was a good day for you that day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so our season had started off, obviously, our goal with beating Ogallala last year, that was kind of, like, our first goal. And then, obviously, I'm getting that win, we were kind of just like, okay, well, like, how can we move forward from this? And so we tried to work really hard, like, during practice and stuff, but then we went to, like, our Lexington tournament, and we were still kind of, like, still trying to figure out, like, how everything was going, like, to go. And so, and then we got onto later into our season and going to other tournaments. Like, everything just started, like, to go into place. And then our day at Southwest was really good. And honestly, that day, I can give all that credit to, like, our passes. I mean, all of our passes were really on. And me and Anna Aragon are our setter. I guess we were just having a great connection day. And so it all just kind of, like, fell into place. And everyone was just, like, playing their best. And so, yeah. And so that day was really good for us.
I take it that's where LCCC is. They want to keep you. Is that right side?
Yeah.
Terrific.
And that's where I want to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, well, cause I started out my freshman year. I didn't really have really a pronounced, like, a position, really. And then so my old head coach, April Lambert, she had moved me in my freshman year to right side, and she was like, yeah, if you want to play on varsity, like, this is where you're just going to have to be. And so I was like, okay. And so I got pretty uncomfortable there. And then I just started to really like it. And not a lot of people on our team like playing right side, but I love it. I think it's really fun. I love, like, the blocking challenges of everything. And then so, like, when I was trying to get recruited, I wanted to just stay at right side. I think that's, like, my strongest place. And so, yeah, that's where I plan to stay, like, when I go to LCCC and everything.
So is track and field ever in the mix? Because, by gosh, you've got some pretty good times in the sprints the last couple of years.
Yeah, okay, so I give all of that credit to our coach, Mr. Hogswell. He is just amazing at what he does, and coaching in the amount of time, like, that he puts into us is crazy. I've never seen a coach like him. And so it makes it pretty easy. And also, I mean, just having, like, my sister with me, I mean, like, we train together every single practice, and we do pretty much the exact same events besides I do. I'm the 4x4, and she does pole vault. And so that's always been really, like, really nice to have her there and everything. And so, I mean, track was always kind of, like, on my mind, but, I mean, I love track during the season, but I don't know if I could commit to that in college and everything. But I thought about it, I mean, for sure, but I've loved volleyball, and so that's kind of, like, the route that I wanted to take, so.
I'm thinking this spring, I know you guys are moving back down to C this year from B last year, and you got a lot of kids coming back. I'm thinking you guys going to win a lot of meets and make it a run and put another banner up on that board at Burt Stadium.
I hope, yeah. I think that we have the potential to. I mean, if we just get everybody, like, to buy into, like, our program of culture is just, it's really crazy, like, what, like, has been built there, and just, like, everybody's mindset, like, going into track. It's just a completely different atmosphere, like, at our school, I mean, than anywhere else. Like, when I talk to other people, like, from other schools about track, like, they hate it. Like, they're just, like, I mean, like, and they're kind of just there. But, I mean, like, at Chase County, like, everybody goes out for track, and it's just, it's become a family culture. So I really think that we have a good chance, again, of, like, of winning our meets, like, that we do go. And so I hope that we can make it to state and make an impact there for sure.
I'm sure the million-dollar question with everybody is, your sister, where is she going to go? Are you going to be separated? Because, you know, you're pretty tight sisters. Is she going to go, or what's her plans on doing?
Well, she's looking at wrestling right now. She's been talking to a couple of schools in Colorado, and even here, like, in Nebraska, too. But I know that she is wanting to wrestle and stuff. But I'm hoping that she picks a school that's close to me, just the way we're not, like, too far apart. Because we're pretty much attached at the hip, so.